Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by Earth Mama's Apothecary and LittleShaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I want to talk to you about what narcissists are afraid of. It seems odd that people who are considered by so many to be predators would be afraid of anything, but they absolutely are. So I wanted to talk to you about that on the show today. Odd as it may seem, pathologically narcissistic people are often very preoccupied with fear. They may fear many things. They often fear being controlled by others, exposure, humiliation, loss of power and control over others, and more. At the bottom of all these things, though, is probably the fear of rejection and abandonment. Pathologically narcissistic people fear rejection and the subsequent abandonment more than anything else most of the time. Usually, all the other fears and paranoid fantasies that they have revolve around this one thing. Narcissists are generally pretty insecure people, to put it mildly. They fear being controlled by others because they don't truly feel in control of themselves. They often express what seem like paranoid fantasies about others plotting to control and engulf them, as if they're some very important prize that other people are just lining up to control and steal and take advantage of. They often believe they're being oppressed or somehow subjugated by others and may rage against this imagined offense repeatedly. This is because not only do they not feel in control of themselves or their surroundings or their lives, but because they mirror other people and mimic them as a way to counteract and support their lack of identity. The more they mimic other people, the more they feel that the other people are controlling them, even though the other people aren't actually doing anything. They may fear engulfment as well, which is the idea that their own identity will be swallowed up by the other person's and lost. Lastly, narcissists may fear being controlled because they're selfish, childish people who don't appreciate being told they have to do things they don't want to do or follow somebody else's rules. This can be very, very threatening to them and their image of themselves. Accusing someone of trying to control them or control the situation can actually be a form of projection because it is in fact the narcissist who's trying to control things and they feel controlled by others because they're not being allowed to control everything themselves. In their minds, it's either control or be controlled, and if they are not in control, they feel manipulated and oppressed. This is one of the reasons they feel the need to control other people. Controlling others is something that is very important to narcissistic people. They fear that others are endeavoring to control and subjugate them, so they strike first and attempt to cut that off at the knees. They manipulate, threaten, bully, and do whatever else they need to do so that they can keep control over the situation and, more importantly, the people in the situation. The reason for this is very simple. Being in control feeds their need for power. Narcissists are by design very weak and fragile individuals. The superficial and manufactured appearance of power over things and people bolsters their idea of themselves so that they can keep denying their weakness and fragility, which they are both terrified of and disgusted by. It's a classic distraction technique. People are supposed to be so dazzled or intimidated by the power of the narcissist that they would never notice the inherent weakness of the narcissist. It apparently never occurs to the narcissist that people who have true power and true strength don't need it to be validated by others in this way, and anyone who has true strength will know that. Narcissists also endeavor to control other people because they believe that if they don't, their needs will not be met. They can't take care of these needs themselves, so they do whatever they can to secure need fulfillment. In addition to this, narcissists often fear exposure. The fear of exposure is related to all of the narcissistic person's other fears. Underneath all of their posturing, distraction, misdirection, deception, and projection lies the fear that people will see them as they really are. They do everything they can to prevent themselves from being exposed. Now, many people believe that narcissists are trying to hide their abusive side so they can take advantage of others, but though this is what often ends up happening, it is generally not the motive for their behavior. The abusive behavior they engage in is usually just another misdirection designed to take the attention away from the real thing that they're hiding. Pathologically narcissistic people have delusional negative beliefs about themselves, and nearly all of their behavior, including their false image, is a self-defense mechanism put in place so that they can deny and avoid what they think is the truth about themselves. They're trying to deny that both to others and to themselves. They fear exposure because they fear it will result in the rejection and abandonment that they fear the most. The fear of rejection and abandonment is often a huge problem for pathologically narcissistic people. It's deep and it is very powerful. Nearly everything they do is designed in some way to prevent themselves from being rejected or abandoned. The lies they tell, the manipulations they employ, even discarding people, are all ways of avoiding rejection or abandonment. Most narcissistic people believe at their core that they're defective and unlovable. They believe that unless they can appear to be absolutely perfect, they will be rejected and ultimately devalued. This is what their fake facade is for. Rejection and abandonment represent the ultimate failure of the narcissist. It validates all of their delusional and paranoid negative beliefs, and therefore it's intolerable. Narcissists cannot create their own self-esteem. Their perception of their own value is solely dependent on other people buying into their false image and believing that the narcissist is perfect. The other people then reflect this perfection back to the narcissist, and the narcissist can then believe in it. When other people see through their facade, they no longer reflect the narcissist's perfection back to them. This usually results in the narcissist interpreting that as a rejection, which they believe will lead to abandonment. It doesn't matter whether the person is actually rejecting the narcissist or not. They are paranoid they'll be seen through because they live with this ugly, defective, shameful secret every second of every day. They believe they will be rejected because they believe if someone's not perfect, they're worthless, and they believe themselves to be monstrously defective and unlovable. The certainty that they will be rejected usually leads to a reaction from the narcissist, whether it's rage or hysteria or guilt or cold silence, or they might just simply disappear. The purpose of these things is to avoid the pain of rejection and the humiliation of abandonment, which is the narcissistic person's biggest fear. Often that's why they discard people. I believe you're going to abandon me, so I'm going to abandon you first. It doesn't matter whether this is actually true or not. It only matters whether the narcissist feels that it's true. Fear is a very powerful motivator, and when actions are taken out of fear, they're often illogical and unreasonable. Beliefs born out of fear are the same. It's no wonder, then, that the pathologically narcissistic person is so hard to deal with and to understand. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments now, online or over the phone, so if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the bookings tab to go ahead and do that, or you can follow the link in the information for this video. If you're interested, give our sponsor a visit, Earth Mama's Apothecary Premium CBD Oil. You can do that at earthmamacbd.com or follow the link in the information section for the video as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.